This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today condemned the terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2-minute silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
The Cabinet appreciated the timely and coordinated response of the authorities, security agencies, and citizens who acted with courage and compassion in the face of adversity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited Lok Nayak Jai Prakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by officials and doctors at the hospital. The National Investigation Agency NIA today conducted searches at 10 locations across 5 states in an Al-Qaeda Gujarat terror conspiracy case involving illegal Bangladeshi immigrants. The NIA teams conducted searches at premises linked with various suspects and their associates at the selected locations in the states of West Bengal, Tripura, Meghalaya, Haryana and Gujarat. The NIA in a statement said, during the searches, several digital devices and incriminating documents were seized during the searches and are being sent for forensic analysis. It added that investigations in the case so far have revealed that 4 Bangladeshi nationals had illegally infiltrated into India from Bangladesh using forged Indian identity documents. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare today issued an updated health advisory to all states and union territories on air pollution under the National Program on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centers, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. India's total TB cases have reduced by 21% from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 187 per lakh population in 2024. The rate of reduction is almost double the pace of the decline observed globally at 12% as per the World Health Organization's Global TB Report 2025. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the country's case-finding approach has led to the increase in diagnosis of cases and coverage of treatment. The Election Commission today informed that 37 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2 on 4th of this month. It is 70% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. Maximum of over 10 crore 80 lakh forms have been handed over in Uttar Pradesh. Over 6.8 crore forms have been given in West Bengal. India and Botswana today signed an MOU on cooperation in healthcare and pharmaceutical sector. The pact will facilitate easy access to good quality and affordable Indian medicines to the citizens of Botswana. In first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind hosts, India defeated Australia by 209 runs in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.